Our story today comes from Love What Matters, called Parenting a Middle Schooler is Like Realizing in the Middle of the Day When Your Child Is at School That She Probably Forgot to Make Sure Her Black Pants Are Clean for the Band Concerts, which is tonight. And then thinking to yourself, well, I'm not bailing her out. That was her responsibility. If her pants are dirty, they're dirty. But then thinking, ugh, she's such a good kid and she's allowed to forget things. Followed by, but what lessons am I teaching her if I save her in every situation like this? But also, my mom would have totally saved me and washed my pants, and I turned out to be a well-adjusted, fully functioning, independent adult. However you did, remind her multiple times, and no one appreciates all the 900 things that you do for them all day around here. But you'll stress over this all day knowing you could have just washed them and avoided the drama later. So, after all that, you go upstairs and rifle through her laundry, and sure enough, you find her black pants at the bottom of the pile, so you toss them into the washing machine. And you feel better knowing that she'll be ready for tonight's. But you also have every intention of making sure that she hears about how this should not have been your job to remember. But you won't be too hard on her, because tonight's a big night, and she's a really great kid, and you want it to be a happy occasion for her to know that you're proud as well. Because they're just pants that she should have remembered to put in a wash. But she's 12, and you often forget to do the stuff that you have to do, and you're 42. So you do what moms do, even if you're grumbling to yourself as you press start on the washing machine, and even if you feel a twinge of joy, relief, happiness, that she still needs you, because the years are flying by, and she was, like, just in preschool about 11 minutes ago, and it feels good to be a mom and save the day sometimes. So you wash the pants, and when she goes to get ready for the concert later in panic, saying, oh no, I forgot to make sure my black pants were clean, you say, don't worry, I took care of it. Because sometimes that's what being a mom of a middle schooler is all about. From Colossians 3:14, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.